Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Well, the family of a murdered Guamashu woman says they're now waiting for DNA results so they can lay her to rest.
We did the DNA today. We're still waiting for the results. They said they were going to come back. They were going to take 3 or 4 days to come back. Maybe sometime next week we will be able to bury her.
Slindile Mkhize was murdered last week inside a house believed to belong to her grandmother. Her sister, Smangele Mgwaba, says when she received the call about the fire, she had no idea there was someone inside.
It was so painful. I didn't think that she was going to be inside because I only thought that it was only the house that was burning. But when we got here, there was a lot of police and a lot of firefighters and the neighbors. And we were told that there's a body inside with no head. I was so shocked.
And police say firefighters discovered the body while extinguishing the blaze. Mkhize's cousin, who allegedly lived with her in the home, was arrested shortly after being seen leaving the burning house. Mgwaba claims the pair had been in a dispute over the property. She hopes he remains behind bars. The Proteas women are arriving on home soil after their historic Cricket World Cup campaign. While they are not returning as champions, they've won the hearts of South Africa and the world. They made history by reaching Sunday's final of the Women's Cricket World Cup in Mumbai. The Proteas thrashed England women by 125 runs to reach their first ever final. But India won Sunday's thrilling match by 52 runs, crushing South Africa's hope of a victory. Some supporters donning green and gold shirts have gathered at OR Tambo International Airport to welcome the team home. And Singapore plans to punish online scammers with at least 6 strokes with a cane as the city-state doubles down on syndicates following record-high scam losses. Southeast Asia's second-largest economy lost more than $2.8 billion through scams from 2020 up to the first half of this year. Sim Ann, Singapore's senior minister of state for home affairs, has told parliament that around 190,000 cases of scamming had been reported over that time period. Singapore is also cracking down on scam syndicates. Members of scam syndicates and recruiters will be subjected to mandatory caning, at least 6 strokes. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23 tomorrow. Richards Bay, 24.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Pakistan currently 57 without loss. They need a further 207 runs to win to beat the Proteas in that first ODI. Mikel Arteta knows that Arsenal's trip to Prague tonight in the Champions League is going to be a difficult one. And Felix Jones not sure if there might be some revenge motivating France this weekend when they take on the Springboks.